Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
This Alien Enemies Act, and obviously these kinds of acts, if you will, can be, they're open for interpretation, and over time, they will be tested and retested by the courts. But the best known use of this is a pretty shameful chapter in our history, and that was Japanese Americans who were rounded up during, you know, World War, and as well as Italians. But the latest one was Japanese internment, where Japanese Americans were rounded up, literally sitting at their dinner table, and just soldiers came in and took them to an internment camp. And it was horrible. Mm-hmm. So I will point out to you that this Alien Enemies Act has been used, maybe you could say, for good purposes, maybe on the other hand, for nefarious purposes. It'll make its way through the courts. And so at the end of the day, if I'm being honest here, when you look at the images of some of these guys all tatted up with clear gang tattoos, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth, I think that part of this goes along with what we talked a lot yesterday about the fact that, you know, look at the Democrats' polling numbers. I think that when your average American across the country, but especially in places like Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, where you have communities and urban areas that have a lot of crime, and maybe you even want somebody to blame for inciting some of that crime, etc. And you say, oh, well, look at all of these dangerous folks, you know, spurring the crime. I just think that it's a popular move.
Oh, there's
Trump,
no doubt.
You know what I mean?
It's what got Trump why,
yes,
he was,
sir,
elected. Yeah.
I'm going to steal somebody's line on YouTube chat. I forget who said it, so credit to somebody. But we're arguing about keeping a deadly gang in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make any sense?
No,
to anybody?
But my argument to those when they try to take it to the next level is, oh, I don't disagree, but you're violating their due process. Well, my counter to that was exactly the way I teed Dawn up this morning after the big take for her initial thoughts was, you want to tell me about due process? Let's talk about Lake and Riley. Let's talk about people that were killed by terrorists on 9/11. Let's talk about people that were killed by terrorism on January 1st in the wee hours of 2025. And tell me about due process. Really?
Well, you do have due process rights.
Well, I know, but...
And, you know, you asked specifically about the Alien Enemies Act, but I think what we're seeing here is the President of the United States, who is very popular, who also is the Commander-in-Chief. And so in some aspects, I would say this Alien Enemies Act, when you are declaring war as a commander-in-chief, as a president, I think that you have a lot of latitude, quite frankly. And I think that's what he's utilizing here.
Tuna Fang says, waiting for the lawn signs to start popping up. I stand with Trunde Aragua.
They'll be up in Bluebell by lunchtime.
Criminal gangs are not illegal.
I stand with Hamas.
Well, this brings me to CNN's Dana Bash, who says on the deporting these gang members, well, we don't actually have any evidence of who these people actually are.
Oh, no?
Roll it.
But just as you were saying, the whole idea of deporting violent gang members, I'll use a different sports metaphor. It's a layup. I mean, it really is, which is why during the campaign and even up until now, when you heard the president and his top aides talking about mass deportations, they over and over said, we're going to start with the most criminal among us, but we don't have any evidence of who the people really are and what their backgrounds truly are.
It's amazing John King ever married her in the first place. Yeah,
especially since she's like 5'1 and he's like 6'5.
Yeah.
So there's that.
So El Salvador,
man, that could be fun.
In the middle of the night, is taking people back that are not criminals, that they don't know who they are. Let's talk about I'm assuming they're talking about Trump and ICE and the DHS putting those 238, I've seen two different numbers, 238 and 250 known criminals on a flight and sending them back to the mega mass prisons in El Salvador. You're telling me that's just somebody that was mistakenly rounded up with no criminal history, that Tom Homan's just going into neighborhoods and finding people with tattoos and sending them to El Salvador? That's basically what she's implying there, which to me is outrageous and reckless.
Yeah, and the weird piece of this as well is the judge in this case want, you know, all the headlines are about this judge who ordered the plane turned around because of five people among all of these reportedly 260 to 300, whichever number you hear about. And so I think that what Dana Bash said is it is a political layup. But I also think listen to the questions, listen to the line of questioning, even with Cassie Hunt, however you say her name, looking fabulous in that leather blue blazer. I will say they're upping their game with the wardrobe people at CNN. Did you notice that?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
they are. They used to be in brown and sort of doubt like they were playing themselves down. Now at least they're. They definitely have new wardrobe people.
I think their anchors could be naked and their ratings would still tank.
Nah.
No.
But I will say this. Why doesn't she ask somebody? She has a bright guy who's a great speaker and who's right there with Trump. You have that opportunity to say an open-ended question. Well, how is President Trump using the Alien Enemies Act, which, of course, was criticized because of being known for allowing Japanese internment. So how is President Trump using this differently? Why not just ask a more open-ended question to mm-hmm. get inside the mind of how they're using this, why they chose this? That, to me, would be the better question. But she'd rather argue with him over the legality of this act. And that's the real problem that I have. That's the bias.
You talk about leaning on somebody that maybe knows a thing or two on CNN. Scott Jennings, quote, "It's quite clear the president believes he is keeping the United States and its citizens safe from non-citizens who are in the country illegally, first of all. And second of all, who have a long history of committing very, very violent acts, from murder to rape to sex trafficking and so on. Their records have already been pulled. These people were violent. We have targeted them. We've identified them. We know where they came from, and they are being sent back because they came here illegally." Scott Jennings in his latest column for the Daily Mail.
By the way, sorry, Don, you're going to say something?
No, just that, remember, the Trump administration can only go so far with these deportations. So if you're wondering why they're doing this as such a high-profile thing and they want us to talk about this, they want this in the headlines, because this right here is a deterrent. There are people self-deporting. We talked about the Biden app that made it easier to come here. The Biden app is now being used to reverse course for you to get out of here.
It's the See Yourself Out app.
Yep. And so what they're doing, I think, is doing everything they can to keep this story mm-hmm. in the headlines, to say, hey, you're going to be, they're going to shave your head in shackles and you're going to a Bacale prison, buddy. You better run.
By the way, we're going to play our trivia, our 80s trivia game in about 20 minutes. A couple people dropped off. There's still some people holding, but a couple people dropped off. So there's some open lines, 855-839-1210. If you want to play, we're going to play it in about 20 minutes for a $50 gift card to Harv's Burger Bar and Gallo Seafood up there in the Northeast. They texted yesterday and said, mm-hmm. I love the idea of 80s trivia. We'll give you a $50 gift card. So I'm like, yeah buddy.
Wow.
Speaking of the 80s, Scott Jennings also says, Democrats once again on the wrong side of an 80-20 issue. They say you are all conflating different groups of people. U.S. citizens are different than non-citizens, and people here under certain status are much different than people who came here illegally. Particularly if you came here illegally and were violent where you came from. And I think what he's talking about there is those that are here illegally versus those that are here on student visas, which are temporary, which are a privilege and not a right. And that's where we're separating the terrorist sympathizers from the gang members of South America.
Who is running the Democrat Party? Chuck Schumer has been, he's been ousted, or not really ousted, but
Chucky got the boot.
He's getting a lot of hate and vitriol from his own party for the vote that he did late last week, or maybe earlier this week. I don't remember. So CNN did a poll. Let's start with Harry Enten on the support for the Democrat Party is plunging. Nick, you talked about this on Monday's Big Take, but we have Holy Toledo, Harry Enten.
Love this guy.
Really?
Holy cow.
I want to show you just a graphic pullout from Politico this morning. It says Democrats are full of despair. We're highlighting Politico, but this could be any one of any number of publications this morning, because that's all the reporting. Democrats fighting. Democrats disappointed. Democrats struggling. This after, of course, Senator Chuck Schumer did not block the Senate funding bill, did not move to shut down the government. Let's talk to CNN chief data analyst Harry Enten. Full of despair, says Politico, Democrats are. Why?
Why? Why are Democrats full of despair? All I have to say, Democrats, call your office. You know, we're March Madness times. Terrible, 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 to quote the great Charles Barkley. View Democratic Party favorably. CNN SRS, look at this, 29%. NBC News, you want to go lower than that? How about 27%? Both are record lows. The lowest going back to 1992 in CNN polling. The lowest going back on record to 1990 in NBC News polling. The majority of Americans hold an unfavorable or negative view of the Democratic Party at this point. All I can say is I'm a big fan of the oldies, so I'm going to quote Chubby Checker. How low can you go?
Nice. Well done. With that, what about congressional Democrats specifically?
Yeah, what about congressional Democrats specifically? You think these numbers are low? How about this one? Holy Toledo. Voters' views of the Democrats in Congress among all voters disapprove 68%. And look at the approved number, just 21%, even lower than the Democratic Party at large. This is the lowest on record for Democrats, according to Quinnipiac University polling. You think these numbers are bad? Let's go to this side of the screen. We'll look how Democratic voters feel. Get this. The plurality of Democratic voters disapprove of Democrats in Congress at 49%, and just 40%.
There he is, Harry Enten, wow. The product of having a child at 72 years old. That's what you create. Trump, holy Toledo. I actually like him. He's funny. No, but this is, when you're on the wrong side of every 80-20 issue, it's hard to believe you're even at 29 or 27% favorability rating. The lowest since 1990.
Yep.
I mean, my God, we're talking about first Bush in office. That's still 2 years before Bill Clinton comes along to break the Republican stranglehold of 12 years.
By the way, Keith Martin made an AI version of me.
All right, Dawn's next. Ooh. Keith, you got to get to Dawn by tomorrow.
Oh boy. We will get on over to YouTube. YouTube.com/at1210WPHD if you want to see this video. YouTube.com/at1210WPHD. I will play it in a couple of minutes. If you want to see the AI version of me, apparently I talk about Elvis.
Okay.
Is that true? Rumor
has it.
Oh boy.
And then he can do one of Dawn. And maybe we can get an AI of Phil Omquist, because I'm sure the...
All the Phil timers out there.
They're craving it.
So we will play that in just a couple minutes. Get on over to YouTube if you want to see that video. Tim Walz...
Speaking of head bobbing.
Was on, speaking of the Democrat Party, what was the mistake Kamala Harris made in 2024? It was that she was too loyal to Biden.
That's interesting. Biden told her the complete opposite.
Roll this.
I don't think... Vice President Harris has been asked this, but I bet one thing she wished she could take back was that moment in that interview with The View where she said she wouldn't change a single thing the Biden administration was doing. I think that I'm sure the right loved that. And I think a lot of people on the left were stunned by that. Now, she's not here, so I can't ask her. But let me ask you, in that moment, had that question been posed to you, I mean, what were things that you think you could change that the Biden administration was doing or doing wrong?
Yeah, and I would just say this. I think if there's a fault in that, it is about loyalty. It is about, you know, being there. And look, I'm guilty of this, too. And when you're in this, you're saying you're going to be loyal to someone over the risk of 330 million people or global peace or things like that. I'm not going to criticize that. I think it's there. I get asked about what I would do differently myself in things that I made. I think it is reflective. I think it's really hard when you're talking about someone else. But in fairness to the vice president, had it been me in that moment, I might have made that same thing, might have said. And I think that's, we as Democrats better do some soul searching about that. Why would we do that? It's not like we're blindly loyal like, you know, the Trump folks are, but there was it's okay to criticize people you like. In fact, that's what you need. You got to surround yourself with people who aren't yes people to tell you that you didn't do a very good job on this or you should change this. We didn't do that.
There is not one single thing that Kamala Harris did specifically that cost her the election. You could easily argue that she was very unelectable. She was attached to Biden at the hip. Although I had a story, and I was just searching through it, you know, in my pile here. I can't seem to find it. But there was one story that I think, Greg, you might have sent it, as far as Joe telling Kamala as she took over not to veer off course to stay the ship, which is interesting because, in theory,
she did
stay, quote, close to Joe because you mentioned Stretch Armstrong over there on our video. Walls was saying about the whole the question, would you change anything? And she was like, not one thing.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that she did not throw Biden under the bus in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yet the narrative is that she did when she. I don't know. I mean, I also said that she got more votes than Obama did. So, I mean, what do I know?
He said, quote, no sunlight between us.
No sunlight.
So basically stick to what we've been doing over the last 4 years and you'll be good, which was probably not sound advice.
Now, if you want to go next level, that was Joe sabotaging her.
Yep.
Saying, boy, well, I tell you what, my numbers are not good right now from a polling perspective. I'm getting the boot for you. Yeah, yeah, keep it up. Just keep we're doing the right thing.
Yeah. By the way, I think we have one. I think we might only have one open line, 855-839-1210, if you want to play the 80s trivia, 855-839-1210. We're just going to go in order. So get in now if you want to do it, because we'll do it in probably about 10 minutes, 855-839-1210. Do you guys want to see the Me AI video?
I'm seeing it in queue with your head bobbing around, which is...
YouTube.com/@1210WPHT if you want to see this. I assume it's clean. I don't know. But if it's not, we'll dump it.
Your eyes are very diabolical on this.
Uh-oh.
Roll it, Phil.
Greggy Shark.
That is really creepy.
It's so funny.
It's really creepy.
Has your child listened to the Baby Shark song?
Yeah, we're thank God out of that, though.
You got through that phase?
Oof.
Brutal. Rough stretch, right?
It's a rough stretch.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, every phone line's jammed right now. 855-839-1210. We're going to do 80s trivia next.
Sounds good. And the $50 gift card to, where's that?
Gallo Seafood and Harv's Burger Bar in the Northeast. I just kind of threw it out yesterday at like 7 o'clock. I was like, do you guys want to play this? And somebody texted me, was like, we're in. We like this idea. And, the Gallo Seafood ponied up, and they're going to give us a $50 gift card. So if you want to get in, I don't think there's an open line.
You can try though.
You can try.
Keep dialing. Put us on speed dial.
We're just going to go in order. So Beth in Berwyn was the first to call, and I think she called in at like 8:30.
Yes.
So she will definitely be first.
That's correct. All right, we'll do that on the other side. It's Kale and Company as we continue live on a Tuesday morning here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Gorgeous spring-like weather, which brings me to your lawn care service. I mean, when choosing your service, it doesn't just make sense that you hire a company which provides better results, of course, and is safer for you, your family, your kids, your pets, maybe the grandkids. So why did I choose Natural Lawn of America years ago? Because I did my research. I did my home care company, my homework. And for me, that's why Natural Lawn of America is my lawn care company. At Natural Lawn, here's what they believe. They believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without all those harsh chemicals. That's important to me. And I assume it's important to you, too. It should be. They use environmentally friendly products to keep your lawn, yes, lush and green while protecting the safety of your family and your pets. From organic fertilizers to the safer weed controls, the insect controls, Natural Lawn makes sure your lawn thrives naturally, season after season. So don't just take my word for it. You can look them up. Join the growing number of homeowners switching to Natural Lawn's safer services. Start enjoying that beautiful, eco-friendly lawn that you can be proud of. Just schedule Natural Lawn's full service program today. You get free seeding every year. If you want a greener, healthier lawn plus free seeding, call them. Natural Lawn, 800-FREE-SEED, 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Your lawn deserves the best. Call the best. Choose My Lawn Care Company. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
We have jammed phone lines.
Yes, we do.
So we'll just go through the people who... Here, wait. Let's see if we can do a little of this. There we go.
First up today, we go to line one, who's been on hold for 49 minutes and 39 seconds. It's Beth and Berwyn.
Woo, Beth, come on down.
Hello, good morning, buongiorno.
All right. All right, Beth, are you ready to play? This is 80s trivia. And again, it's not all like, you know, music and movies. This is pop culture. This is politics. This is current events, stuff that happened in the 80s. If it took place in the 80s, it's probably going to be on this. And it's just a mishmash of different questions. Are you ready?
Well, it was my senior year in high school. I was probably
nice.
Around, so I don't know. We'll see what happens.
All right. Okay. First question. Let's get your thinking cap on here. How old was Ronald Reagan when he came into office in 1981? Was he 49, 59, or 69?
49.
Oh, wow, sorry. That is the wrong answer, Michelle. Sorry about that.
No.
I am sorry.
Can
am
the co-host of the show steal this?
He looked good, didn't he?
He looked it, but...
I'm sorry. So you have to get three correct, and
wait. Here's one for you.
Okay,
President Trump and I share the same birthday.
Oh, nice. Woo! Very nice.
What is June his birthday? 14th.
You know what that is?
June 14th.
Yes, June 14th. There we go.
Why does Gemini.
Why does Dawn know the birthday? Why, I know.
Dawn, did you say that was your
Dawn
birthday
knows
as
everything.
Well?
She does know everything. That is correct.
It's really amazing.
I love you guys. Love your
love
show.
You,
I'll call in again.
Thank you, Beth.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
There she is, Beth.
Gemini.
So it's not 49. Soccer, can Dawn and I take a guess, or do you want to save that for somebody else? Odds are they're probably duck-duck-going the answer.
I can't. The answer is 69.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, he was 69 when he first came into office in 1981, which at the time sounded old.
Right. And today, in this day and age, it's younger than ever.
Here we are 45 years later.
Of course, I won't live to see 69.
No, stop.
No.
Not a bad number.
Next one.
All right, let's try. She has been on hold for 51 minutes and 2 seconds. We go to Michelle in Springfield, Pennsylvania.
Michelle, come on down.
Hello. I'm on. I'm psyched.
Love this. All right. Hang on, my screen.
I knew Reagan was 69.
Oh, then you should. This should be a layup for you. The rings of which planet were discovered in 1984? Was that Neptune, Saturn, or Uranus?
Oh God! These are awful questions.
These are awful questions.
The rings of the planet found in what year?
1984. The rings of which planet were discovered in 1984? Was that Neptune, Saturn, or Uranus?
Does Uranus have rings?
Neptune, Saturn. Yes, seriously. Does Uranus? Neptune, Saturn always had rings. Yep. I'm going to say that. So I'm going Neptune. I'm going Neptune.
Yay! Yeah, boy. That is correct.
Wow.
Neptune. Very good.
She got
it. Okay, so she got one correct. Okay.
Okay, by deduction.
Yeah, so you have to get three correct here. How many presidents did the United States have during the 80s? How many presidents did the United States have during the 80s?
Yes. Oh, easy.
Well, okay. So does this include... So Reagan came in 1980, but up until January 20th of 1980, I guess it was still Jimmy Carter. So we still have to count stupid Jimmy Carter until Reagan went in 1980. So there we got two. And then we got Reagan until 80 to 84, 84 to 88. And then we had Bush. So one, two, three.
Yeah, that is correct. How many presidents did the United States have during the 1980s? The correct answer from Michelle in Springfield was three, which is
good
correct.
Catch okay. by her too with the first couple of weeks of January of 1980.
Yep. Actually, it was actually 1981 that he
yes.
took. Yes, yep. he took office in January 20th of 1981. So it was actually a full year that we had Jimmy Carter, 1980, who I was born during the administration of. Thank you very much.
I love the fact that she called him, even though he's dead, she called him stupid Jimmy Carter. It's good work, Michelle.
All right.
Thank you.
So you just need one more correct,
Okay, just one more.
In what year did massive protests on either side of the Berlin Wall eventually lead to it being torn down? Was that 1987, 1988, or
1989?
1988. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, Michelle! Man, I know it's a prize.
I'm so disappointed.
I know.
Sugar. Rats and mice.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Sorry.
She got two, though.
She did get two.
She was a good contestant. Sugar. She had good energy. She thought. Yep. She was a good contestant.
All right.
Let's go. Where are we at? So we're going to go down to line three. He's been on hold for 23 minutes and 13 seconds. We say hello to Joe in Hatfield.
Joe in Hatfield, come on down. Joe? Oh, no.
What?
Our phone lines went out.
We just lost at least three people on hold. It just crashed. We've been hacked.
Man.
Oh, my goodness.
Was it China? Was it Russia?
Wait, hang on.
The Russians.
Are they back? Hang on.
Did Jimmy Kelly blow a fuse?
Hang on.
Wouldn't it be, because right now I think Trump and Putin are on the phone. I wonder if we accidentally tapped into
Is this Bill in Montgomery County?
It is.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, we at least have one.
Well, Bill in Montgomery was on hold for 23 minutes and 2 seconds.
Come on down. Man. All right. Where were we here? Okay, you need to get three correct. One wrong means you're out. What fast food franchise had a commercial in the late 1980s that challenged customers to sing the menu song so they could win $1 million?
McDonald's.
Yeah, boy. Yep, that is correct. Bill and Monco. All right. What did Tim Berners-Lee invent in 1989? What did Tim Berners-Lee invent in
1989? The Segway?
Sorry.
The Segway.
Yeah. Segway. Sorry.
No, I invented that in radio.
Sorry. Sorry, Bill.
Wow.
Actually, since that's not multiple choice, we can go to. Do you want to go to Howard and Levittown?
Yeah. Good luck getting this one correct. That's a tough one.
Howard and Levittown, are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Howard and Levittown, come on down. What did Tim?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Tim. Or
okay,
Howard. What did Tim Berners-Lee invent in 1989?
Ah, Tim Berners-Lee.
I don't know who the hell Tim Berners-Lee is.
This is a hard one.
Where'd you get that
one? Oh, I might have heard that. I might have heard that name somewhere.
You're gonna kick yourself. This is everybody utilizes it.
www.
It's not Charlotte's Web. It's not a spider. What could it be?
Howard.
Not Spud Web.
Howard.
The internet.
Can you be more specific?
Ooh.
Can you be more specific? Howard, can you be more specific?
Howard's cooked.
Yeah, I heard you. Yeah.
Take your time.
Read my lips.
The World Wide Web.
There we go.
Hold on, Greg. I'm searching it while I pause here.
I was like going.
Howard, in what year did Mike Tyson win his first heavyweight championship? Was that 1986, 1987, or 1988? Are you Googling? You better not be Googling.
I'm thinking of when the head of the class went on the air.
Oh, look at you. Oh, yes. Very nice. Yeah. With Howard Hessman?
Yep.
Was that Howard?
No, Hessman? but also with.
Oh, yeah. He's Googling.
If you're watching on YouTube.
No, stop giving answers.
I can do it.
You can't.
On YouTube.
I'm thinking.
He's getting testy.
Yeah.
He's mad.
Right.
He's out.
He's out.
What do you want? Dial up? I think it was 86.
I could be wrong. Was
November 22nd.
It was 1986.
He was 20.
We had all the phone lines go out, so I.
Yeah. Sorry for everybody that was on hold.
I think multiple guests is easier for people.
The world's an imperfect place.
Scott, do you want to play?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Scott, where are you calling from?
Warrington, Bucks County.
Warrington. Love Warrington. Okay. launching in 1985, which video game gained massive popularity during the 1980s? Was that Mario Brothers, Pokemon, or Pac-Man?
I'll say Mario Brothers.
Yeah, boy! That is correct, Mario Brothers. And now I have to go to the... I'm going to the cards, so I'm just going to pick them randomly. You can see this on the YouTube chat. I'm going to go to the cards. Which 1984 comedy action movie starred Eddie Murphy as a street-smart Detroit cop?
We're going to go with... Do I have to give them all to you? But I'll say number one, Beverly Hills Cop.
Yes, that is correct.
Boy. One more.
One more, sir. That's all you need. This is Scott in Warrington. What word was used in the 1980s, often in a derogatory way, to refer to young, upwardly mobile professionals? Was that ditz, yuppie, or narbo?
We'll go with yuppie.
That is correct. Congratulations. Scott in Warrington.
Yep. Warrington. Scott in Warrington.
Thank you, buddy.
Nice job.
Yeah, you win the $50 gift card to...
Should we put him on hold?
Yeah, can you do that?
Yeah, I'll put him in the bathroom. We'll leave him there. Put him on hold.
Congratulations.
No, I can't put
love
him on hold. My thing's frozen. You're going to have to do it on your board.
Good job.
All right.
There you go.
See, you get nervous, though, even though you might later go, oh, I knew that.
Yeah. Jimmy, I don't know how to put him on hold. Can you put him on hold on my board here,
Kelly,
please? Thank you.
Can you help?
Yeah, we have to break.
I love how radio stations, their phones just go down all the time. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
My phones never go down at my house.
Right in the middle, and you hung up on him. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Call back.
Jimmy Kelly hit the
please
wrong
call
button.
Back.
Jimmy's like, oh, I'll hit this one.
Yeah, I'm Scott. Yeah, it's Scott Warrington. Yeah, I just won. Yeah.
Jimmy's been here for a quarter century. He doesn't know where
Lord.
The button is.
All right.
Maybe he'll figure it out in the next 20. All right, we'll come back and we'll find out what he has loaded up for the movie clip, if he can find it. We'll get to Today in Music History, as well as What's on Tap for the Dawn Show. Congratulations, Scott in Warrington, and we're back after this.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Jimmy Kelly, he's got the movie lined up for our Morning Mystery movie clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery movie clip on Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Matter of fact, man, the streets is getting a hell of a lot better. Dude can make a whole lot of money out there now in a hurry.
Black market.
You ought to pardon the expression, brother. Hey, you got any idea how much fresh fruit's going for these days? And beef? Hey, I make more money selling hamburger than I did selling reefer.
Yeah, but you can keep on doing all that you want, Elias. But there are a group of us trying to fight this thing.
I fight it, man. It don't affect me none except to line my pockets.
Elias, what is happening is wrong.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Oh, once again today, a pair of tickets to see jazz guitarist Yasho Stefan on Sunday, March 23rd at the Zlock Performing Arts Center in Bucks County. For tickets and more info, visit bucks.edu/tickets. Caller 12, 855-839-1210. Best of luck. Now we find out what Phil has lined up for Today in Music History.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history. On Kale and Company.
Today, March 18th, we celebrate the birthday of Jerry Cantrell from Alice in Chains, who's 59. Heavenly birthday shouts to John Hartman from the Doobie Brothers and Jeff Labar from Cinderella. We also lost Chuck Berry on this day in 2017. Singles include White Riot by The Clash in 77. Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears. A Pair of Eyes by The Pogues. And Kings and Queens by Killing Joke, all in 1985. Albums include The Idiot by Iggy Pop in 77. Rude Awakening by Megadeth in 2002. And Asia's debut in 82. Also in 72, Paul Simon's atop the album chart. In 2002, the Ramones are inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In 91, U2 was fined $850 after being found guilty of selling condoms illegally at an in-store promotion in Dublin. In 94, Daryl Jones replaced Bill Wyman in the Stones. In 2002, the Talking Heads performed for the first time since 1984 when they are inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In 82, Randy Rhoads plays his final show. And today, Mike Campbell, the lead guitarist for Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, released his memoir. But lastly, on this day in 89, a station in California arranged to have all its Cat Stevens records destroyed by having a steamroller run over them because he actually supported the Iranian politician, the Ayatollah. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Omquist.
Look at that. Phil Omquist getting it done. And we do not have a morning mystery winner unless my screener is down.
We don't. Okay. What was the movie, Jim Kelly? Here.
Just shout it out.
Shout it out.
The movie was V, the miniseries. It came out in 1983. As we're talking about 80s and the price of eggs. And V definitely was way ahead of its time as we talk about things today. So
okay.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
No.
Neither has the audience.
It never has the audience.
There you go.
The audience has heard of it.
It's Swing and a Miss by Jimmy Kelly this morning. Right.
Well, it's a busy day. It's a busy day for this administration.
I'm kidding.
We got NASA space astronauts coming home, JFK files. Trump's got more executive orders to sign at 3:30 today. He'll be on TV tonight at 7 o'clock. But the Dawn Show, first and foremost, is just 6 minutes out.
Yeah, and we have the secret audio, not really, of Trump and Putin. Hey, Pooty. This is... No. Their phone call.
Sure.
Yeah, we need. We're Sean. Like, yeah. We need Sean on a day like this. Seriously, they're having the phone call any moment now. So the latest on that, as that unfolds. What about the Philadelphia group who is supporting Mahmoud Khalil?
Yeah.
So we have that going on. And even parents outing their own kids who've been at these protests. Is that a problem? We have all of that going on. We'll talk about so much of what's happening today. Get the local angle. New NIH COVID study information. Great interview coming up at 10:15. So much to talk about and so much breaking as I'm speaking. Stay tuned.
All right. The Dawn Show is up next. Everybody have a great rest of your Tuesday. And here is Dawn with a word for
Piazza Auto Group. You know, we love Piazza here. I'm broadcasting live from the Piazza Premium Studio, right? We've got Porsche. Delaware is so excited to announce its newly expanded maintenance and reconditioning services, right now offering care for classic Porsche in addition to general maintenance. Just schedule an appointment online today, PorscheDelaware.com. And thank you, obviously thank you for our friends from Piazza Auto Group. Schedule a test drive behind the wheel of your dream Mercedes-Benz. You can shop Mercedes of Westchester, Wilmington, Atlantic City, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale & Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.